Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, my brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Brother Jeff Pitt, coming by way of Atlanta, Georgia. And I just want to give God all the praise and glory. I have been out of the net for about 2 weekends, and I don't know if we did a pre-recording show or not, but I'm back from Paris, Lille, France, where we participated in a USA National Basketball Tournament. And it's kind of fitting to how the Holy Spirit has led me in today's message. It's necessary attitude for success, the necessary attitude for success. And it does not reflect just on the past couple of weeks with the tournament results over in France, but for those of us who are trying to have the right attitude for success, whether it's retiring, whether it's starting a new occupation, or whether it's just maintaining your relationship in your household. And so God just put that in my spirit. And so I like to, like it each and every day, first of all, Urshi and the Holy Spirit on July the 5th, 2014, a day after Independence Day that we all celebrated. Dear Heavenly Father, I'd like to come before you with thanksgiving. I truly, truly thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing, Father God, everything that you're going to continue to do, Father God, in all of our lives, Father God. I pray, Father God, that there is a word for a season, Father God, so that each and every one of us, Father God, that is connected to this blog talk on this Saturday morning, Father God, or afternoon, Father God, will get something out of this, Father God, because this is not let it be less of me and all of you, Father God. And I pray right now, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, for the safe travel and the traveling that each and every person is enduring this weekend on this holiday season, Father God. And as we reflect on Independence Day, Father God, I just thank you right now, Father God, for each and every one of us have a different meaning and a different outlook on what Independence Day means and stands for them. But we know, Father God, there would not be an independence without you in our life, Father God, and being in control of this world, Father God. So we thank you right now, Father God, for everything that you're doing and everything that you're going to do. In the mighty unmatched name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I'd like to start off with 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. And it's pretty applicable to what we're going to be talking about, or you're going to be kind of like, I'm going to do the talking and you're going to do the listening. So we just thank God for the ear to hear. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Wow, it's powerful. Be steadfast, unmovable, always doing the work of the Lord. You know, my brothers and sisters, whenever we are faced with things, whether it's going to make a decision in our life, whether it's a change of job or whatever the case may be, or a new career, we have to, first of all, be able to step out on faith. And when you step out on faith doing something new, it's pretty hard without putting God first. And if you are making these type of decisions and you haven't sought God, then 9 times out of 10, is not going to be a smooth transition. Not saying that the transition is not going to happen, but it's not going to be a smooth transition. So therefore, when you are stepping out on faith, you know that God has a hand on this, and you've already prayed about it, and you would always seek him first in everything that you're trying to do. And realize that always there's always going to be obstacles that's going to try to get in your way, no matter what you're trying to do. And I'm going to tell you, to give you an example, like when we went to France, no matter how many flights got canceled in Newark during that week of storms, they did an air shutdown. It was all sorts of obstacles that I was faced with, where I had the opportunity to make a decision and say, you know what, obviously this trip is not meant for me to be. And so I just had to pray about it and be steadfast on what God had led me to do. And I knew I was a big part of getting some of those players over there, over in France. So I stood fast. I didn't waver, and I didn't change my mind. And no matter how many obstacles I ran across, God was still on my side. And there's a long testimony that goes with that, because there was other issues that came about with myself that I had to stand fast and believe in God, and which I did. So I thank God for that. So you got to realize that when you're stepping out on faith and trying to do something new, there's always going to be obstacles that's going to try to get in your way. Whether it's going to be, you got some dream haters that hangs around you, your friends, family, you have coworkers, even you have your own boss. If you're trying to move forward to a position where it's going to give you a big promotion, they're going to tell you all of a sudden that how important you are to this organization, where you've been there for 6 or 7 years and no one has ever even patted you on the back. And all of a sudden that God has opened a door for you to start a new career, and you've already sought God in this. And so you're leaping out on faith because you don't know what's behind the other doors or the new door, but God has already showed you, and that's why you're stepping out on the leap of faith. And so therefore, you're going to have those people in your employment or friends or dream killers that's going to try to deter you or become an obstacle that will probably get in your way. You got to always remember, though, you got to stay tough. You got to be tougher than any problem that may arise. And what I mean by that is that when you're stepping out on faith, and say you, God told you, the Holy Spirit has given you the option to start a new business, be an entrepreneur, and all of a sudden, you begin to see where you're not really making money, you're losing money. So you got to be tougher than any other problems that may occur. And therefore, most of us who are entrepreneurs, not myself, I've never been an entrepreneur, but I have a lot of friends, that are entrepreneurs, and they've always shared with me that you would not see a profitable gross increase until after 5 years. But therefore, again, we're in this microwave world now that we want to see things quick, fast, and in a hurry. And so therefore, some of us, we bail out too quick. In other words, we don't stand fast and we don't, go through the trials and tribulations of starting a new business or whatever the case may be when it comes to getting a new job. So you got to be tougher than any problems that you may see. And during that process, you have to maintain the attitude that says, I'm not moving until I see my dream come to pass. I'm not going to waver until I see this thing manifest, basically. Like I said, we're so quick to where we don't see an increase or we don't see things happening, or we might take a new job and all of a sudden, the coworker that was really bothering you at your other job, this new coworker is even worse. So you got to make sure that you stay fast and you stay there until your dream come to pass. But then also you got to understand that if you're going to do great things, these are things that must happen. You must be consistent. You must be consistent. You must be stable. You must be dependable. Got to be dependable. Inflexible. Unbending and unyielding in the faces of challenges. Let me say that again. You must be consistent, stable, dependable, inflexible, unbending, and unyielding in the faces of challenges. And we can contest to this that these are things that are really, really hard to do. But if you had the necessary attitude for success in your first job or your first relationship or your first whatever it may be, and you know that first thing, especially us who's military, and I always throw this in there because I'm I'm retired military, is that, you know, number one, I was stable in my military career because I did 22 years. I also was very dependable because in the military, you have to be very dependable. And then that weighs you a lot when you get out of the military and you go and look, seeking for other employment. And when they look at your DD-214, or for those who don't know what that is a record of your military career, the places you served and the time and all your accolades that you've gotten during your military service, then they'll know that you're very dependable. And most important, they know that you're inflexible. And flexible in the military, you have to be inflexible also. And there's a two difference there. You know, flexible is mean that, you know, you could flip at the top of a switch, you can go from hot to cold, or you can go from good to bad. You know, just saying that that's not the way you want to look at it, but that's just giving you an idea of being flexible. In the drop of a hat, if things change, especially in the military, you know, you have to be able to go with the flow. But inflexible means that, you know, they don't want you, you know, here, you know, God don't want you to be flexible. He wants you to be steadfast. He wants you to be inflexible. And he wants you to be unbending, you know, and you don't want to bend. So that means you don't want to be wavering. You don't want to be, and you also want to be unyielding in the faces of any challenge that comes your way. And so with all of these things right here happening, then you can understand that how it's very important to have the necessary attitude for success, because all this ties into having that attitude. And it doesn't, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what it is, you know, when it comes to bills, you know, that if you got more bills than money, then you know that the fact is that you might have to do something new. You might have to step out on faith as far as finding a job that pays you more. Or you might have to step out on faith and stop spending on Black Friday or on the 4th of July sales. You might want to just, you know, just for this weekend, you might have to cut back on some things, even though here are the obstacles, even though your friends are going to be calling you, say, hey, look, girl, they got that 4th of July sale going on, and you know that you can't be unbending into the things that you have to do in order to step out on faith and to start something new. So sometimes you might have to tell them, well, you know what, I'm going to pass on this weekend, and I'm just going to wait because, you know, I see something better than what I need to be doing with not only my money but with my time. And so it's very important that we understand that all of that carries on, and once you begin to see the challenges facing you and coming towards your way, and you begin to waver to those challenges, then you're going to begin to have problems. And that means then you're not stepping out on faith. Know exactly the kind of person you will want to be with an attitude of success. And when you know exactly the kind of person you want to be, then these are the people that you want to surround yourself around. You want to surround yourself around positive people. You want to surround yourself around people that are inflexible. You want to surround yourself around dependable people and people who face challenges well. You don't want to surround yourself around people, like I said earlier, those dream snatchers. You know, oh girl, you know, you shouldn't. I don't think that's you. I think you should be doing this. Well, your degree says that you're this, and I think you should go towards your degree. Well, I found that in the corporate world, and I found out also in the government, the federal government side, that, you know, 90% of the people who has a degree in something, they're not even working in it, and they're very successful. And so that should tell you that somehow, some way, and I don't know if everybody is saved, but just the people that I've ran across and God have showed me that they've been successful in the not working in their actual degree field. And iTru is one. My degree is human resource management. And I truly, when I chose that field while I was in the military, I truly wanted to work in human resources and management. But as God had it, that number one, that wasn't my passion. My passion is security. So God blessed me with being a physical security specialist. And now, does that have anything to do with human resource management? Well, if you break the departments down in HR, yes, it does, because it has a lot to do with access and control. It has a lot to do with background checks. It has a lot to do with physical security of our facilities. So it kind of like ties in, but it's really not. But I've been successful in not working in my career field. And so you have to know exactly the kind of person you will want to be when you're reaching, when you're stepping out on faith and trying to do something new. And so that's powerful. But also, you got to be steadfast and immovable. You know, and I said that earlier, you know, you just can't be wavering. You got to be steadfast no matter what comes your way, no matter what people say, no matter how it looks in the books for your first couple of years, you still got to be steadfast and immovable. And have non-negotiable attitude, because when you have a non-negotiable attitude, you know, that is a determination of what God has called you to do. That means if your attitude is non-negotiable, then you're on track to what God has called for you to do, especially when you have seek him in stepping out on faith and trying something new or doing something new. Or I'm just saying that I don't know how this would help you, but I know as far as stepping out on faith and going to France, and I'll be honest with you, you know, I wanted to go to France with about maybe $2,000-$3,000 in my bank account. Well, I didn't have that. But what I had to do was, you know, I stepped out on faith, and I prayed about it, and how God delivered. My hotel was free, my food was free, my transportation was free. So what more did I need? So God just blessed me all at the last minute when at first obstacles was in my way and I was about to give up and say, hey, look, I'm not going on this trip. I'm not going to make this trip. But God had another plan. And through that, there came many more testimonies through that trip of 2 weeks in France. And so I give God all the glory and all the praise for not only just keeping me, but for allowing me to make that trip with the USA national team. So also, you got to be fixed. You got to be grounded. You got to be solid. Establish an anchor to where you're unwavering and be permanent. Be permanent to accomplish, you know, the things of your life that God has already ordained for you to accomplish. You know, so when you look at all of these, and I mean, you could write them down and just kind of like do a self-check of yourself and ask yourself these questions. You know, do you have a non-negotiable attitude into what God is wanting for you to do or what he has called for you to do? Think about that. I mean, some of us are called to be preachers. Some of us are called to be teachers. Some of us are called to just be laborers. You know, but what about that non-negotiable attitude? Do you have that? Okay, and are you really, really seeking to what God has called for you to do? And it's not just in the church house. It's not in the four walls of the church. I mean, you got to get outside the box here. And what I mean, you know, this is 2014. You know, ministry is happening all over the world on every street corner. And if we're stuck in a box, then that are we sure this is what God wants us to do? Because he said go out and make disciples. And so that means in order to go out to make disciples, you got to, you know, do it in your community. And number one, you got to be, first of all, step out on faith. And once you step out on faith, then you got to make sure that there's not going to be anything that's going to deter you to where you're going to be, you know, unwavering. So you know, you got to be fixed, solid, grounded, established. You got to be anchored, unwavering. You got to be permanent and stable in everything that God has designed, you know, for you to accomplish. It's very powerful, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's just awesome how God has taken this right here, and the Holy Spirit has showed me this through 2 weeks of traveling And then when I look back on my life, and as you can look back on your life, and you can ask yourself that question, you know, have you always had the necessary attitude for success? And some of us have been very successful, and some of us have failed in many things. Well, the things that we failed in, did we look at it and say that, well, it just wasn't meant for me to be, or did we all of a sudden become unwavering, or we allow people to talk us out of that dream? So it's many ways that you can look at it, and that's why, you know, in 1 Corinthians, it goes back, you know, and it says, you know, be ye steadfast, unmovable, and always doing the work of the Lord, you know. And so that means in everything that you do, you know, you be steadfast in it. And if it's of God, then it's always going to turn out to a good thing. But something's just not going to happen right away. It's not going to happen immediately. It's not going to be a microwave and then all of a sudden, poof, you know, you hit 1 minute. And then as the time is ticking down, and then all of a sudden you see where it got 0 minutes and the buzzer sounds, and it tells you to open the door to take out whatever you put in there, then all of a sudden it's done. Well, sometimes, you know, it doesn't work that way with God. God's going to give you some. So he's going to test your faith. He's going to test your attitude. See, are you going to give up? Are you just going to just quit? A lot of us just so quick to just throw our hands in the towel and just say, you know what, I'm done with this. And then a lot of us, we sit here and we especially when it's not going our way. And there are people that have made commitments to people, and there are people that have just, you know, said things and maybe they forgot. But people just steal for whatever reason. They just hold things, and those are called obstacles. Those are kind of obstacles that's trying to make you deter from what God has in store for you. Because once people start putting their emotions into your mindset, and then all of a sudden your heart starts feeling sad, and then you start feeling sad. But is that a necessary attitude for success? And we hear those stories each and every time that if we have employees, you know, we're constantly hearing some type of story as far as whether they're the reason why they're not at work, the reason why they're not dependable, the reason why they're unwavering. There's just things that are happening, so many challenges in their life that they just cannot be dependable, and they're definitely not stable. So when you start doing that, you find yourself, you will find yourself giving in, you will find yourself giving up, and surrendering. You will be surrendering to anything that tries to discourage you or to throw you off track. That's what happens, my brothers and sisters. That's what happens. You will begin to give in, you will give up, you will surrender to anything that tries to discourage you and throw you off track. And that's what the enemy is trying to do. That's what Satan is trying to do. Especially when you know that God has put something in you and God has given you a dream and he wants you to see that dream through. But going back to those obstacles can become so unbearable, so hard to get over and so hard to get under, that you will give in, you will give up, you will surrender to anything that tries to discourage you. And it definitely will throw you off track, my brothers and sisters. And once you're thrown off track, you know, not saying that God is not going to put you back on track, but my brothers and sisters, when you're thrown off track and you allow the enemy to discourage you and the things like what God has put in you, and you have the necessary attitude for success, and it only takes that one little monkey wrench, it takes that one little auntie, it takes that one brother, it takes that one girlfriend, it takes that one coworker, it takes that one spouse to just throw a monkey wrench in it and throw you off track. And once you're off track, how do you recover? How do you recover off of that? How do you get yourself back on track? like I always say, you meditate on God's word day and night. You study and show yourself approved. And the Holy Spirit, God sends the Holy Spirit as our helper, and he will give you clear guidance. But the problem there again is, can we discern the Holy Spirit's voice? Can we discern God's voice? Can we discern Satan's voice? Well, we mostly concern that one because that's the one who throws us off track. And like I said, you know, you're out there trying to buy a new house, and all of a sudden, you got the money in the bank, you got everything going for you, and the first thing when you tell one of your relatives about this new house that you buy, the first thing they're going to talk about is, well, you know, did you ever get your credit straightened out? That's the first challenge that's going to come to mind. Then what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and you're going to meditate on what that person just said, what that relative just said, instead of saying something just positive. Oh, that's great. I'm excited. Let's go see it. Let's go pray on the lot. Let's go pray about it. Let's just come together in agreement that God is going to make a way out of no way for you to have this house. Instead, now you got dream snatchers out there. Now, you need to check your credit because I know, with the way the market is now, you know, they're not letting nobody get a house with 550 credit score or 650 credit score. But see, God has a plan, and he's all God all by himself. And that's why he doesn't hold us accountable for credit scores and things of that nature. So you find out that, you know, you stand on God's word and you stay and you walk step out on faith. And then here's the testimony. After all of that, you've gotten your house. You've gotten that new job. You've gotten that pay increase. You've gotten that money that you've been waiting for 6 or 7 months or years or years to come, and you've almost forgotten about it. But the Holy Spirit and how God works, he's right on time. And all of a sudden, because you never gave up on faith, you never wavered, and all of a sudden now you have a testimony. And therefore, sometimes God will tell us who to share things with. You can't share things with everybody because, like I said, these are dream snatchers. And when you begin to understand the necessary attitude for success, then you would seek God on who you need to share things with. You can't even share things that you're applying for a new job with some of your coworkers. And those are the same ones that you pray with at lunch. I ain't saying nobody here on this line is like that, but what I'm saying is I'm just keeping it real. You can pray together, you can bless your food, talk about scripture and talk about what happened in church and what the pastor said and how the Holy Spirit led you in certain things. But sometimes God says, no, well, don't tell he or she about that new job that you're applying for because trust me, they will become a dream snatcher. And that would become one of those obstacles that you have to climb over or get under. So we just, you know, thank God for everything that he's continuing to do and continue to just share with us on this Saturday. And it's all of him and none of me. And the most important thing that you're going to have to do with all of this in keeping the necessary attitude for success, you know, you have to be committed to stay in the race until it is complete. You have to be committed to stay in the race until it is complete, no matter what it is, no matter how long it is. You know, it might and might take 5 years. It might take 6 years. It might take longer. It might even take a year. But you got to be committed. And a lot of times that's where we fall short because we fall out of commitment on things. And because it's not going our way, then commitment becomes very short. And so if it's not favorable for us, then we really don't want to be committed to it. And so sometimes being committed to something would make you look small. And once you've committed yourself, then you just got to stay until it's completed, until the way is in, till everything is finished. And we use Jesus as a prime example for man to follow. You know, he was committed to dying on the cross. And guess what? And it wasn't his will, it was his Father's will. And that's why he said, it's not my will, but let my Father's will be done. And so he was committed to the end. And that's where we got to get, my brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, we got to be committed to something, and we got to be committed to the end. We got to step out on faith, and we got to believe that when we step out on faith, that we already know that there's going to be obstacles along the way. And so through those obstacles, we just got to, you know, be tougher than any problems that come up. We got to be. If not, we're going to fall short to where God wants us to be. And so just remember, my brothers and sisters, you know, in maintaining a good attitude, you know, you got to understand. And you got to make sure that, you know, I'm going to leave you with this, that you be consistent. You be stable, you be dependable, you be inflexible, you be unbending and unyielding in the face of all challenges. Brothers and sisters in Christ, my name is Brother Jeff Pitts. Until next Saturday, may God keep you. And as we close with prayer, I like to just say I just thank God for allowing me to be back on this Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, being able to share, thus said his word, not mine. And I thank him for allowing me to travel abroad to France the last 2 weeks. And even though I ended up with some medical challenges, guess what, though? I threw it out on faith. I was unwavering, and I was stable. I was inflexible. I was unyielding in the face of the challenges. And guess what he did? He was faithful and just to bring me home safely and allow me to go see my doctors here that began to work on the issues that I had with an allergic reaction to some medication that I took with me. God is good, my brothers and sisters, and I know he is. And there's another testimony that who knows, God just allowed me to just share that. So, Father God, I come before you with thanksgiving. I truly thank you, Father God, for allowing all of us today, Father God, to understand the necessary attitude for success. And in 1 Corinthians, Father God, you continue to tell us to be steadfast, unmovable, and continue to do the work of the Lord. So, Father God, I just thank you right now, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, as my brothers and sisters go out for the rest of the day, Father God, that they enjoy this 5th of July, 2014. And Father God, that if they're stepping out on faith, Father God, to do something new, Father God, that I pray, Father God, that they be able to tear down any obstacles that tries to get in their way. So Father God, as I always say, Father God, order my steps and each and every listener here on today, Father God, order their steps today, Father God, and each and every day. Keep them safe, Father God, from hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Till next Saturday, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God bless.